I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame. What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is, let's see, I don't know what the exact hour count is to the debate, but it's slightly over 24 hours. I'd put it maybe at like, what, the 29, 30-ish. I'm here with my producer, Brian Kelly, and it is the countdown to the Kamala Harris-Donald Trump debate tomorrow evening. I'm excited. I don't know about you. Folks, we're going to spend tomorrow talking about what you're looking for in the debate. That'll kick off our show tomorrow. Today, of course, we've got Maggie and the Millionaires in the 3 o'clock hour. I'm really excited because I'm going to be joined by both Morris Pearl, who's been on my show before, who is the chairman of the Patriotic Millionaires, as well as Erica Payne, who is the executive director. And that promises to be, I think, an important discussion, especially given some of the comments that were made in the past few days by both J.D. Vance and Donald Trump about childcare. Donald Trump on Friday was speaking at the Economic Forum of New York, said some weird things. And so, again, the appropriateness, the timeliness of this discussion is incredibly important. We're going to be talking about the rigged economy. And when I say rigged, I mean rigged against the vast, vast, vast majority of us. So we're going to have that discussion today with Erica Payne and Morris Pearl of the Patriotic Millionaires. Brian, for Packers fans, the weekend did not begin well. Oh, boy. Little Jordan Love injury. Looks like he's going to be out for 3 to 6 weeks. I at least was a little bit relieved it wasn't a season-ending injury. They lost, of course, 34-29 to the Philadelphia Eagles on Friday. Any big surprises other than Love's injury from the football kickoff weekend? Pun intended, I guess I should say.
Yeah, well, despite their best efforts, the Chicago Bears won. They did everything they could, but they managed to figure out how to eke out a win, which means they're the best team in the league forever and ever for this week, at least for the next 3 days. And then they'll start worrying about the next week. It's funny to watch and listen to. It's always great. I'm not a Bears fan. I personally am a Patriots fan, and they pulled out a win the way I thought they would.
Well, good weekend for Brian. Not a great weekend for the Packers. If you want to talk about clubs that find a way to lose and certainly have a record maybe reflecting that, the Cubs remain a blistering 9 games back of the Brewers.
Oh, we're looking for the wild card. We're looking for the wild card.
Yeah, clearly it is a wild card berth that the Cubs and it looks like the St. Louis Cardinals can try to achieve a near certain lock for the Milwaukee Brewers for postseason play. Even though, you know, I think they've dropped not just the last series, but dropped the series before that to St. Louis, dropped this last series to the Rockies, losing 4-1 yesterday. But they're going to the playoffs. The problem that I have, of course, is that it looks like they're going to end up playing probably the Dodgers, at least according to ESPN. It's nearly certain that the Brewers will be playing the Dodgers in the first series of games in the NLDS in the postseason. I'm still going to the postseason. Have you been to postseason baseball games,
Never.
Brian? They're good fun.
I lived around Wrigley Field when all those things were happening. But all the games that I had a celebration in the street, both in 2003 when they beat Atlanta to win their first series, they were away. And when I sat there and watched a game, the game clinching game 7, I was across the street as well. And the entire street was packed. It was absolutely amazing. And it was bedlam. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Postseason baseball is really, I think, incredibly unique. Even if they are playing the Dodgers, I will at least go to one game, maybe even two if I'm lucky, because it's just something to behold. It's great fun. And it's so different than either the NBA, for example, or the NFL, as well as the NHL. there's 30,000 plus people packed in, standing room only. Now, granted, you've got some football stadiums of a pretty large capacity, but from a pure crowd perspective, like, there are a lot of people, plus the whole tailgating pregame scene. It should be very excited. But Brewers seem to have locked up a postseason berth. The wheels, they would basically have to lose every game from now until the end of the season. I think there's something like 19 left.
You know what? There's a possibility. The Cubs were a 95% lock to make the playoffs last year. And then the Brewers did it instead again. That was really great.
I expect the Brewers to fully keep the wheels on the bus, even without Christian Yelich.
Hey, I'm not mad about it. I'm excited. I got Willy Adames and Jackson Chirio on both my teams, so I'm good.
You're winning in different ways. Playoffs.
Yes,
you're winning in different ways. Just in case your inquiring mind wants to know, ESPN puts it at 59% that the Brewers make the postseason in the NLDS, 24% that they make the NLCS. I thought that was pretty aggressive. And to make the World Series, 10% to win the World Series, Brewers at 4%. I'll take that long shot, Bat. I'm a homer through and through. I like it. 4%.
Look, the only good thing about slumping now is that you have a chance to rise up and get hot by the end of the season. And if you're a hot team going in, you have a really heck of a shot. Just like the Atlanta Braves a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yes. Much can happen in the game of baseball where there is no clock, as we all know. Okay, folks, so it is Monday. It is top of the week. I want to know what is top of mind for you. 855-752-4842. What is top of mind for you as we kick off the top of the week? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Call and text lines are open. I am obviously eyes on the prize tomorrow for the debate. Very, very interested in how that's going to play out. What's the dynamic going to be between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump on the debate stage? We will fully talk about all of that tomorrow. So save your top of mind comments about the debate for tomorrow. That will be one of our main topics on tomorrow's show. I want to hear from you all. But other than that, what is top of your mind, top of the week? 855-752-4842. Because there are a few things percolating at the top of my mind, Brian. It has... like all things in this political cycle, there has been some really interesting developments. And certainly, I think one of the most interesting developments is that the man that I have referred to as Darth Vader, none other than Dick Cheney, the man who Democrats and liberals has been their whipping boy for now going on probably 20 plus years. Yes, that Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, he has come out and said, not only is he not voting for Donald Trump, he has fully endorsed and will vote for Kamala Harris for president.
Hold on, Maggie?
Yes.
You just said Dick Cheney
Yes. Is
endorsing Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Pardon me a second. I just blacked out a second. You just said that Dick Cheney is endorsing Kamala. What strange bedfellows this world lets us be with. My goodness. What?
Right. Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, the man that kept Democrats up in the middle of the night for decades, that Dick Cheney has endorsed and has said he's going to be voting for Kamala Harris. He did this together with his daughter, Liz Cheney, late Friday. They issued a letter indicating their support of Kamala Harris, that they will be voting for Kamala Harris. I almost dropped out of my chair on Friday when I got the news. This to me is a big, big deal. And does it open the door for a lot of Republicans like Mitt Romney, Mike Pence, who to date have said that they will not vote for Donald Trump, but have come short of saying they will vote for Kamala Harris. Does this now start to create some kind of opening for other conservatives to say affirmatively they are going to vote for Kamala Harris? And don't worry, folks. Brian Kelly, my producer extraordinaire, whose dulcet tones you hear when I ask these in probably.
I don't know that I'm dulcet now question. That I'm friends with Dick Cheney.
Yeah, now that we're like, hey, Dick Cheney, not such a bad guy, I guess. Brian Kelly and I have found.
Yeah, we found a bunch of sound. Maggie has ducked out for a second. We have a bunch of sound of Liz Cheney. She was on the Jonathan Carl and ABC News, and she said a bunch of it's reasonable things. And as I'm getting them, you just dropped the bomb on me about Dick Cheney. I don't know what to do now. This guy, I mean, at least Darth Vader did take his mask off and turn back to the light side and became a Force ghost. Maybe he's worried about his own mortality and becoming a Force ghost.
Dick Cheney, full circle, voting for Kamala Harris. I sometimes save a little tidbit of news to break on the air with Brian as well, because I love him so much. Here is Dick Cheney writing on Friday with his daughter, Liz. In our nation's 248-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. Dick Cheney said that. In our nation, yeah. Dick Cheney says, in our nation's 248-year history, there's never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters rejected him. He can never be trusted with power again. That's former Bush Vice President Cheney, Dick Cheney, on Friday. He continues in this letter. Cheney says this, quote, as citizens, we each have a duty to put our country above partisanship to defend our Constitution. That is why I will be casting my vote for Kamala Harris. Dick Cheney is the conservative of conservatives. Very much in the Ronald Reagan model, the Nixonian model, the hawkish foreign policy model, small government model. Dick Cheney, quote, we have a duty to protect our country and to put country above partisanship to defend our Constitution. That is why I will be voting for Kamala Harris. That's what's top of mind, top of week. What's top of mind at the top of week for you?